Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch thousands of shows anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or catch up on current episodes of Saturday Night Live, South Park, Community, and so much more. Act now, and TMOS listeners get a cool special deal, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. You'll love it.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar?
Yes?
A very, very key weekend for baseball in America.
A big weekend.
Everybody was watching A-Rod as the Yankees took on the Red Sox, and there was a bit of controversy.
I heard.
And I heard about it, but you see, the thing is, I don't understand it.
Oh, and who does?
So what we need to do is we need to go to our chief legal correspondent and a guy who's always in our corner from the law firm of Gold and Gold, our chief legal correspondent, Joel Gold. JG.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I don't know if it's afternoon where you are.
Well, you're just making a guess.
Good afternoon.
Well, you're bi-coastal. That probably happens to you all the time.
Yes, of course. If you don't mind, for those of you listeners that will be...
Those are what?
For those of you listeners
right.
Who will be hearing this, I would assume it's afternoon.
Well, you could also, maybe it's on the West Coast, you could say good morning.
Good morning.
And for those of you who perhaps listen at nighttime?
Guten Tag.
Really?
No, I don't know.
That one
good
shocked
evening.
Me. Yeah, better.
Evening.
What do you bill again an hour? I'm just curious.
Well, now we don't release that on the radio.
Oh, come on.
I would be, Oscar.
Yes.
I would be more than willing to sit with you after the show if you would like to inquire.
Don't do okay. it, Oscar.
About
that's
some of my rates.
Not a free inquiry.
Not free? No.
Well, there's a small stipend that I receive. It's a consideration. If you'd like to sit and go over the rates, I would recommend if you were going to inquire as to what my hourly rate wage would be, you would probably have to bring some legal questions to the table.
Well, so
because
what,
it's really otherwise, what it would if, be a total waste
what
of
if,
your time
what if
and
it,
your
like
money.
A pamphlet or anything, like a flyer?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
No, I don't do pamphlets. If you understand what we have at Golden Gold, we don't produce pamphlets.
Well, I remember the last time.
We're not an ambulance chaser.
I remember the last time I went to your office on K Street.
Yes.
And you
beautiful office, isn't it?
What you mentioned
brand
was
new,
something
refurbished.
About...
We refurbished the entire floor.
You said, I was saying, you know, this is a little pricey. You said they've moved us to a new policy, quarter hours.
Well, it can be done. There are some... thank you for bringing that up. And I'm so glad it's going in this direction.
Yes.
This pleases me greatly.
Does it?
Yes, we have a few legal assistants and paralegals and junior associates who we have determined would be more cost effective for some of our less, shall we say, our less enthusiastic clients we can bill quarter hourly.
Any of the junior associates family?
Yes. Yes, I have Josh Gold, who has just come on board, and he's a graduate.
You're very proud of him.
From the University of Virginia.
Nice.
And doing a marvelous job with all of this.
That's point of order.
Right. Yes.
Your connection with the Cochran firm, is
yes.
it loose? Or
There was a tendered offer
uh-huh.
that was summarily rejected. and as that's funny. Stop it, Oscar.
I think what Joel is trying to say is he is not the kind of firm that advertises on television, and certainly not during daytime television.
There was a time where I had lunch with Greenberg and Betterman. And,
really?
And I said, you know, why? Why do you feel that need?
Yeah.
And they explained that they're going for a lower brow clientele.
Does it weaken
and a man on the street? And that's a volume legal firm
as opposed to
I select my clients and I have a limited number of them.
You have to prove them.
That's exactly
looking
yes,
at the entire
of
the
course.
Entire
and including a full credit check.
Oh.
Looking at the entire industry of law.
Yes.
Does
the
that...
law. The law. If
the
I
what?
Can tell the law.
Yes.
Is my life.
Does that weaken the product, though?
You should know this.
Yeah.
And I look at you directly in the eye.
I love when you
and
do
I
it.
Say this with all honesty. I would practice law for free.
That's such a lie.
I would practice
that is
law
a lie.
For free. I'm
now,
sorry.
Do you have a moment to talk about sports?
Of course.
What is your area of expertise? I mean, I know you're a fully functioning lawyer, but do you have a focus that you focus on?
I cover everything.
So you've got corporate.
I've got corporate litigation.
Sports management.
I've got pain and suffering.
Entertainment.
I've got family law. International law.
Entertainment law.
Entertainment law.
Excellent.
Yes, there's nothing that falls under the umbrella of Golden Gold
that
we can't handle.
So A-Rod,
that doesn't. Thank you, Oscar.
So A-Rod is having trouble.
Yes, and I've observed it from the sidelines. I'm not.
You're not involved.
Involved with that. That I wouldn't like to be.
Sure, you'd have a taste of that pie. But what is your thought on that?
My thought is that he's getting the proper kind of representation, and he is going through the process.
Did you see his representation on the Today Show today?
I did. A wonderful man.
Oily man.
A wonderful man. Oily man. Now, see, you can get into trouble with open microphones with that kind of commentary.
He looked a little slick to me, is all I'm saying.
Are you talking about the fact that his hair was gelled back?
I'm talking about the fact is that he said that if Major League Baseball would offer me one thing, I would gladly cooperate.
Yes.
And Matt said, here's the offer. And he says, yeah, I'm not so sure we want to cooperate.
Well, it was obvious as I watched that.
Well, that was an objection.
I watched that interview. And as I watched that interview, it appeared to me that he was ambushed.
You think?
He was ambushed, and you have
to
be prepared.
So the lawyer is not at fault?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, not at all. The lawyer is rarely at fault.
Right.
He is simply defending his client to the best of his ability, and I felt that the lawyer was completely ambushed in that situation and handled it to the best of his ability.
Do you think if you have such a loose cannon...
Sure.
He would be a client.
Yes, a client, like A-Rod.
When do you step...
Alex Rodriguez. I don't use the slang.
Use his legal. It's God-given.
Yes, yes. Alex Montgomery Rodriguez.
Montgomery.
I don't know.
See, what you're doing is...
I'm not sure.
That would not hold up. I object.
I'm not sure.
That would not hold up in a court of law.
Why don't we leave it as Mr. Rodriguez?
That works.
Okay,
all right? Mr. Rodriguez.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So, when do you decide that you're in a place where you would recuse yourself from the actual case?
Yes.
Because your client really isn't doing himself any favors and his case.
Right, of course. Well, when you say recuse, mm-hmm. that is usually a term.
A what?
That is usually a term.
Yes.
That is used with judges.
Oh, I apologize.
A judge will
feel that
there is some inherent conflict of interest and therefore recuse himself.
Yes, that's right.
I don't sound like an educated man,
but
do
you
I?
Are.
Right.
You are.
It's early where you are.
May I just greet one of your new junior associates?
Yes, please.
Matthew Bloom.
Hey, not what you think.
Matthew,
what you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's one of ours.
Oh, never mind.
All right. Hey, I had a question while we've got you before we go into more legal issues.
Yes.
Didn't you graduate with Mike Slocum?
I did.
The guy that has Shatner doing his commercials? Michael Slocum.
Michael and also Roger Heathcliff.
You know them both?
Yes, I know both Heathcliff and Slocum. I know Greenberg and I know Betterman.
Yeah.
I knew Johnny Cochran.
Yes.
I also...
how about F. Lee Bailey?
F. Lee Bailey is no longer with us. What a litigator.
Really?
What a litigator.
A big shot.
And of course, there was a time back in the early 1950s where I may have dated Gloria Allred.
No.
Yes. And I just would like to tell all of you listeners.
Yes.
Yes, it's true. She is Allred.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another visit with America's favorite humorist. Please say hello to Johnny Twain. Johnny?
I've accomplished much in my lifetime, so you might be surprised to learn that I come from a very stupid family. My father worked at a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. I don't want to say my mother-in-law is dumb, but she thinks Taco Bell is a Mexican phone company. When she went on a hunting trip, she saw a sign that said bear left, so she went home. And boy, is she fat. She's so fat, when she wears yellow, people yell, taxi! She's so fat, the first time she got on a rowing machine, it sank. She's so fat, she's on both sides of the family. She's so fat, her measurements are 38, 26, 38, and that's just her arms. Hit it, Paul.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide nearly 20 million times, 19 and a half to be exactly correct. We're at MikeOmeraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KC Ja Ja in Iowa. Hello, Steve. Hello, Tommy.
Big week for Steve.
Hello, Tom. Why is that?
The auction.
Oh.
Oh, it's that time of year already?
Why do you say it's that time of year? He does them 70 times a year.
If you had a great harebrained get-rich-quick scheme, you'd go to it all the time, too.
That's where he gives away like coupons for businesses and you get great deals?
It's a pyramid scheme.
It
he
is?
He sells things that don't really exist.
Oh, my God. He's
no,
going to love
kidding.
You saying that.
I'm kidding. It's a great where the average product is 44% of its retail cost.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's a good deal.
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's great.
Is it anything? Does he sell like...
car washes, food...
restaurants?
Yes. Oh, thousands of restaurants.
Some of your finer restaurants?
Everything. It's
well,
great.
How about that? I gave him technically the opening sponsorship of the show.
Instead of Living Social, it's Living Steve.
Living Steve.
And Steve, keep your shirt on.
Out at KCJJ. That's important during the auction.
That's key.
Hey, I want to tell
you. Serve the client.
Our sponsor today is Patriot Harley-Davidson. And really, we love them at Patriot. They're such a wonderful dealership. Don't ride a Harley-Davidson because it gets 50 miles per the gallon. Don't do that. Don't ride a Harley because it's easier to park and gets you in all the HOV lanes. Don't ride a Harley because they start at just $6 a day. I'm not kidding about that.
What? That's crazy.
Ride a Harley because it will move your soul.
I'll move your soul.
Your soul. Put something fun between your legs. Learn to ride with the Rider's Edge new rider course. That is a rider training course designed to teach you the basics of motorcycle operation. I bump into people all the time that come up to me and say, I really want to do that. You know, they'll look at my bike and they'll say, you know, I want to do that this year.
Well, when you got a Harley, it's hard not to have attention on you because it's a beautiful bike.
And like I got into them by the same way people walk up to me and see the Harley. You'll see a motorcycle on the side of the road and you can't help but admire the machinery of it. It's
beautiful.
Just, it's really almost artwork. It really is. And I would say, man, this is something I'd love to try. I tell everybody, if you've never ridden before, or if you rode when you were like a little kid and you want to start again, get the training, because if you get the training and then you decide you want to do it, it's really the best way because you will always have confidence on that vehicle and you'll know what you're doing. So it's the Rider's Edge new rider course, and the best part of this, Oscar Santana, our own Oscar Santana, is going
all
to be
day,
taking,
all night, baby.
Taking the course with you. Oscar's joining a limited number of folks, very limited now, right?
Yeah, we're just about at the 50% mark. I haven't gotten you updated numbers yet.
Okay, very good.
But it's a small, intimate group, and you will spend a good chunk of time of your day with me. So either you could ask me questions about the show, or we can root each other on as we learn how to ride.
Learn L safety, as Rob Spiewak
says. That's right. What you do.
Oscar will be joining a limited
number of people. It's the first bilingual class that they've taught.
Got to sign up right away for the Rider's Edge new rider course. If you act fast, you can join Oscar in his class. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click on Oscar Ride. That's Oscar Ride. It's right there on our website. Sign up for a class today and discover why life starts at the edge. Patriot HD, Harley Davidson, is proud to be a winner of Harley Davidson's coveted Bar and Shield Award each of the last 7 years. Only 5 other dealers in the country join Patriot in that honor. They are a wonderful operation.
Best.
Good people down there, and thanks to all of them. And I can't wait to start hearing about your Rider's Edge course. It should be a lot of fun. So get involved in that today. The website has it right there, Oscar Ride. That's where you go to register and fill out all your information. And are you looking forward to getting on your motorcycle?
I can't wait to get it done. I can't wait to meet all the listeners. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And the question is that I will have for you, because I know Shannon's talked to you about
Please.
It. When you finish this, would there ever be any chance that you would dive in with both feet, that you would really, really immerse yourself?
Well, you don't dive with your feet.
In the motorcycle lifestyle.
When I buy a home with a garage, yes.
Hold on, how about this?
The answer is no.
No,
the answer
was
a resounding no.
It's a yes.
Yes.
If he were to buy a motorcycle, could he keep it here?
Ah!
Yes. Yeah, I can put two in as
problem
easy as
solved.
I can put one.
Problem
no
solved.
Garages.
What?
I don't want you moving in and outside of the garage. I want it to stay there when it's there.
Yes.
I know how you are when you move bikes.
The answer is yes.
You think it might take a header?
Oh, you're talking about the way mine tipped over?
Yeah,
bastard.
And you know what? I'm not sure that was Mike as much as it might have been someone else.
Hello there.
Hey, mine's fine. What happened to yours?
Oh, Jimmy.
How's your faring?
Thanks for spending 2 hours with me on Sunday, on Saturday night, Jimmy, and then going off to your Jimmy Buffett concert. And I'm so glad that your work week starts with another golf tournament. Oh. Have fun. America's partier.
Wow.
Jimmy Serino.
Well, Monday's industry day.
Well,
know?
The bar, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's
yes.
still open, right?
I believe it is.
I mean, I know Jimmy wouldn't know for certain because he doesn't go.
I may have gone by there on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I think I saw a photo of it.
That's when you see the best people at Jimmy's. Oh, where I had the duck on my the back of my bike.
Jimmy's daytime crowd is different than Jimmy's evening crowd.
Right.
And here's a message for Jimmy.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
I'm sorry, are you okay?
You spit out all over the place.
That's really terrible. This is not failing. It is not.
I
have to give the disclaimer. Jimmy's restaurant is not failing. It is not failing.
Of course not,
terrible.
Because he lives and breathes it.
He is there all the time. He is there all the time.
That's right.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I had
you
a good
went to
time.
The Buffett concert?
Yeah.
Boy, that must have been something.
Well, in fairness, he said, I like Buffett. I like Ozzy.
Yeah.
But he was there with his lovely wife, Maureen, and
yeah.
They enjoyed the... But he left me because I was at Officer Heather's benefit over at my old bar, which is always very depressing for me to go into my old joint.
It is.
It is, because I walk in there...
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
That's more appropriate.
And Jimmy and I, Jimmy stayed, and then Officer Meg was there. Officer Meg's the one that asked me to come to the
benefit. She's awesome.
And Officer Meg was there, and then she left. And then who walked in but my old pal, Officer Jerky. It's a little loud, Rob, on number five. Number six, rather.
You know what? It was made loud because it was very dramatic.
What could possibly go wrong when I'm with Officer Jerky
and the
party starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
When you've already begun the event.
Yes.
And you've already, you know, set the table for what's going to happen.
Right.
And then Jerky comes in. We'll cut that. Sorry. When he comes in.
You are trouble with a capital T today.
No, I'm fine. When he comes in, what is your initial thought? Does it involve aspirin?
No, it's because I don't process it that way. I just get excited, and he is, as I said to a bunch of people, probably more.
I'm giddy when I see him.
Probably more people than I should have said, you know, when I repeat something positive.
Yes.
You know, that's one of my tells, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is the funniest man in the world.
Yeah. Well,
there are about five people that can make me laugh. This is one of them right here. This guy right here. And then by the end of the night. This is one of the funniest people I've ever known.
Oh, because you were being sincere, Mike.
This is one. Hey, listen. And then all I know is the dreaded second location.
Oh, boy.
When we moved up the street to the second location.
Grand Marnier?
And water.
Water?
Water.
With just a little vodka.
Don't give me any credit.
No?
Water was a medical necessity at this point.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes, and the water didn't dent it.
Didn't it?
It didn't dent me. And I walked home. Probably about 1:15, I walked home, and it was just, I'm done.
Wow.
I'm done. And then, because of a night with Officer Jerky, it was a day with my own soul. And what is Oscar?
What are you doing, Oscar?
Oscar's showing me his little...
It's current. Your timer's current. It doesn't jive, though.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
I'm at 17 and a half minutes.
Yes. What is he at?
42 point... What is
no, that? You just moved it.
Huh?
Just moved. Oh my God!
I didn't touch it.
You killed it. Give me that.
I didn't touch it. What are you doing?
We're trying to do is sync up Mike's timers.
Yeah, my timer's busted
Thank you
today.
Very much.
That's right. But anyway, so it was fun and but as usual.
What time was the water not denting it?
Carla sent me a message, a personal message on Facebook on Sunday about noon.
Right.
And let me see.
Doesn't she text you?
No, she does lots of different things like that. She thinks it's funny to contact me the way other people contact me. And
like she's one of your listeners.
Like she's one of my listeners.
Or a client. She's like a client. I think that probably.
Mike, love the show. You got to be home by 3.
So Carla loves those little Hallmark, those little statements where it's the animated picture.
The e-card, yeah.
The e-card thing. And Carla sends this to me. My mouth tastes like I made bad decisions last night.
Oh, dear.
That's all she wrote
I'm
to
just
me.
Guessing that on Sunday or Saturday going into Sunday, you probably didn't require your earplugs.
No.
No, you were sound asleep.
I was out of it. But I was also because of my evening out for the policeman's benefit on Saturday. Carla had her day of 2.5-3 hours of beauty, went to get the massage and the facial and all that good stuff, and she did that on Sunday. So I was the caretaker for the boy on Sunday, and
nothing too good for the child.
It's almost really like I have the adrenaline rushing, and I felt really good. And I said, okay, this is good. We're hanging. And he was a champ. He slept and just stayed awake with his eyes. No sounds, no crying, no nothing. And I'm on the couch just going, bah, bah. And Carla arrived after that. And when she got home, I was just, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Well, you can usually cheat. I mean, there's different ways to do it. But even the worst hangover can be staved off for like 3 hours. But adrenaline can do it.
Right.
Coca-Cola and Excedrin can do it.
Yes.
But you're really only buying off the inevitable.
You are buying the amount of time that is the inevitable that'll catch up with you and kill you.
Trust me, I know this. It can really only last the length of one air shift.
Yes, thank you. Exactly.
And that's it. That's it.
Was this the first morning... And again, you can correct me, where you had little Michael duties and you were hungover.
And were there any little Michael duties?
No, there were no little Michael duties. Yes, there was one little Michael duty. I've been changing a lot more diapers lately. And,
good for you.
Yeah, this is the first time this has happened.
Not so bad.
Yeah, but also it speaks to, you know, I'm losing weight, I'm feeling better about myself, and unfortunately, and this will disappoint a lot of people, this, you know, I've had my little, the kid is born, blow off some steam and stuff like that. I've had that for a while. I think it's time to buckle down and be a dad and do that, because it just, you know what, and Rob knows this, I mean, and it's always this way. You'll feel the same way, Oscar. It's just not the same. It doesn't, you know, you're older, and it takes a long time to bounce back from something like that, so I just can't.
Oh, to be, you know, 25
and,
again.
And listen, all the people that are out when I'm doing some of these things, you know, they're all 20 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And it's just like not my thing. Yeah, there's some old farts that are hanging around, but the old farts that I'm hanging around, you know, it looks like a bar during the daytime when they're all like,
yeah, yeah, it's like you're drinking with the
and
cast.
I can't
of,
be that guy.
No, you don't want to be looking like the cast of Duck Dynasty.
Exactly.
You want to be the new dad.
You know, I'll be, you know, hell, I'll be 60 years old and I look like Uncle Dave. No, anyway, no, that's okay.
And act like him. And act like him.
No, he's Uncle Dave's much older than that. So
I know he is.
That's the joke I was making. As we're trying to piss off everybody at Jimmy's today.
No. Everyone loves us there.
But you know, it's fun with my son over the weekend, but the big deal is for my older child. And this is a bittersweet day for me. This is kind of emotional, and I'm going to try to hold it together all day today. At the conclusion of this show, I'm going to hop in my car. I drive down to college and see Catherine off. And
that's what it's just called, college?
It's college.
The big college that has the word college.
It's Acme. It's Acme College.
Acme College.
No, you know she's going to UMW. She's going to the University of Mary Washington. And she'll be down there today. And I think she's doing a leadership program. And so she's getting down a little earlier than the other freshmen.
Does that mean she'll learn to be a leader, or will she be serving as a leader? What is a leadership program?
I don't know.
I actually did the leadership program when I was younger.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. And that's it's kind of get into the school. And
You go early. Right. And then you set up. They basically teach you the ropes of the campus and really how you can help incoming freshmen.
Oh, so
you
will be,
like a counselor.
Yeah,
almost.
You will be the go-to when they come in.
So she's one of the experts now.
She will be one of the experts.
She's such a sweetheart, and they came over on Saturday.
Excuse me, Leader O'Mara, where is the best place that doesn't card?
You could go left, you could go right. It's not going to be, she's not going to be like that.
I know.
We've had the lecture.
Are you wearing your National Lampoon's college sweatshirt?
How should I dress?
I would think...
I want to wear jeans.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, you're moving, they're moving kids.
Are you
in.
Moving furniture?
I might.
You're not moving. Not with that knee.
I'm...
You're not doing anything.
I might do something.
How about you dress like a lawyer?
No. Get out of the car and approach her lovingly, but walking like Fred Sanford.
No, her stepdad's down there, and her mom's going to be down there, so they're going to be moving her in, and then I'm getting down there a little bit later on.
Jeans are okay.
But if there's some work to be done, I want to have my jeans.
You know what you should do? Dress like you did for the karaoke night. Nice shirt, nice jeans.
Okay.
No.
But you don't want to look like you're trying
too
hard.
Why do you keep saying no?
Make her proud.
So dress like wear a business suit.
Hey, he's been doing that for 18 years.
There you go, pal.
Not to everybody else around her.
But see, I think it's going to be sort of a casual thing.
Yeah, but you walk in like you own the joint. You're somebody.
Okay, I'm going to change. He just sold me on it. There's certain things Oscar can do to where I'm pliable. That's why he plays me all the time.
But you're going
to
be miserable.
What?
You're going to be miserable.
Why?
Because no one else is going to be dressed like
that. I was originally so happy.
If the weather was good, I was originally going to take the bike down. The weather's not going to be good, so I'm not taking the bike down.
You know what's going to happen? All the other leaders in training are going to say, hey, look, it's Thurston Howell.
Hey, rather that than who's that homeless man?
No, he's not going to look homeless. You know what he's going to look like? He's going to look like a hip, connected dad.
I will wear a dark pair of trousers. I will wear a nice shirt.
Some hard shoes.
And that it's going to be 81, so I'm not going to wear a jacket. But
you don't
I will
help.
Wear, but I, wear, I will wear a nice shirt.
She will be so happy.
I will do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I see I look so bad in those clothes. I look good in
jeans.
You
lost some weight, man.
I have lost some weight. I'm 24 pounds.
Whoa.
24 pounds.
It shows. It does.
I fired up Shannon this morning when I said, hey, I'm not going to be home till late because I'm going down with, because I knew you were going to go
right
from your Facebook posts. And she goes, well, why are you going to go? I was like, Mike doesn't want to go alone. You know, it'd be kind of awkward for him. She goes, well, what are you going to do? I was like, we're just going to leer at college girls.
You just did that to work her.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, what? I said, no. He got to move some double bed, some bunk bed thing. I don't even know what they do in college these
days.
You're
just BSing
her. And then she's like, well,
were you bored this morning?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
She was waking up late, and I was mad at her. And I said, yeah, so look, if you need to call me, and if I don't answer, I'm moving furniture.
Right.
And she said, in those clothes, I said, you know, I can handle this. And I said, but if you see any Facebook posts, because we're celebrities down there, because people might know who we are, get jealous.
You are a piece of work. Look at you.
Well, why not?
That's the kind of thing I would do if Carrie was ever up in the morning.
What I... if she was ever up in the morning.
It's not worth waking her.
Got a Carrie thing over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
The weekend's her time to be communicative.
And you know what? She was very excited. She said, look what I wrote. She was very proud of it.
It's another positivo.
Yeah.
I forgot what it is. What's wrong with that woman? What is wrong with her?
Everything.
I ask you.
Actually,
did she send me a personal Facebook message, or would she put that on my wall?
I think she put it on your wall.
It's got to be public if it's Carrie. Oh.
Because she stands on things and screams it.
Now she craves attention.
Yeah.
Was it the thing about the fan club?
Yeah.
Yeah, what she wrote is.
Yeah, she wrote, you have a fan club?
And I said, you
thanks,
know what, Carrie?
Thanks, Carrie.
She said, I wrote that. That's funny, right? I said, yeah, but perhaps ill-timed, but funny. <Yeah. laughs> She said, should I take it down? I said, don't you dare.
Yeah, much drama with the fan club over the
weekend.
Yeah,
so much fun, though.
Well, for me, more business than anything else.
Oh,
I like to explain the way I do things to people, and sometimes I feel it's time to pull back the curtain just a little bit, and that's what I did with the fan club, because apparently there are some individuals that were questioning some things, and I like to answer those questions.
I like that you
answered
it.
So that's what I chose to do.
And without naming names, I'll also say I like the way certain fans handled it.
Yeah.
I thought very classy. And
I'll tell you what I didn't like, though. When I finally got in, and I've said my piece, and, it was time to move on with my life, I said, I'd like some more followers at Oscar Radio on Twitter. And I said, oh, this is really going to burn up. I'm going to get so many followers.
Oh, it's going to blow up.
I was yelling at Shannon. I said, oh, watch this. I'm going to crest 8,000. And
right.
I was at like 500 away.
Right.
So I went back like an hour later, and I said, oh, I can't wait to see this big number of followers I got because I'm so witty. And I went there. And
this is before the I'm going to college with Mike bit.
And this after I put Oscar as an ass on Facebook?
Yeah, I made it all about me.
Okay.
And I said, so I go over there, and I wait for my app to load, and I say, oh, I can't wait to see this. One person.
They're Facebook people.
One person followed me.
They're Facebook
Thank you
people.
For nothing.
That's the way they are.
Does it tell you who it was?
I think it was a made up person.
Was it a homeless person?
Probably.
It was a homeless person.
Yeah, they got a great plan.
Long beard.
Using someone else's Wi Fi.
It was festive. It was enjoyable. And, I really do. I actually texted Oscar on the weekend, and I said, you know, when all this kind of stuff pops up around the show, when it gets a little dramatic here and there, you know you're doing something right.
Exactly.
It's not always going to be, it's not going to be like this, Rob, as you know. It's not going to be sweetness and joy all the time. It's not always going to be like that. But when there's just constant coming and going, it means the show is hot. And I'm very, very happy with that.
And
I'm very excited about
Louis
that.
Louis C.K. said,
he said,
it's okay to occasionally offend people. If you offend someone so bad that they have to speak to it, you've made them think.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And you know what?
So true.
I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but that's the way things
are. Yeah, and really, the people that are so passionate about this show.
Yep, and we love them.
Really, we love them. We say it all the time. You guys are the ones that stir the drink, and it really makes me feel good. And, I think that I've gotten my head around it, and, it's sometimes it's a little tough. I'd be lying, as I said in my Facebook post, if some of the things that are they're a little mean-spirited, don't hurt. Of course they hurt. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say they don't hurt. They do. It's natural. That's the way it happens. But make no mistake about it, it is the territory. We live in a world where we get positives based on the fact that we are in the public eye much more than we get negatives.
You're
and
right.
Man, oh man, I mean, I know it's a cliche, but it comes with the territory.
It does.
It does. The thing that's cool about this show is some of us are petty enough to engage those negative feelings.
Yeah. On
Thank
your,
you.
And Mike, on your schedule.
Right.
That's
yeah.
right.
And it's delightful. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to weigh in on the whole A-Rod situation
sure.
because, you know, I'm a Red Sox fan. I was right in the middle of that last night, and I've got a take on it that might surprise you.
Good when heavens.
We'll come back on the Michael Miller Show. Oh, got to go back into my computer because
yes.
There have been so many of you that are talking about what you're buying on Amazon through the
are
Michael
Mara
Show
messages?
Page. I'm getting the messages.
Good.
And the best one was a guy bought an entire scooter. Like, he showed me a picture of it.
Just
and,
like in a box?
Oh, it was so
How
cool.
do they ship it?
No, it was like, I don't know how they ship it, but he bought a scooter.
That's fantastic.
He bought an entire scooter. I'll give you his name in just a second here. And you've been getting all sorts of great stuff. And the guy sent me a picture. What was his name? Hold on. Let me see. Christopher Cahill. No, was it Christopher Cahill? No.
It was Samuel Scooter.
It wasn't. Oh, God damn it.
It was Victor Vespa.
I should really prepare. I should come to rehearsal.
No. Rehearsal sucked today.
Here's a picture of it. Christopher Cahill. There it is.
Oh, he bought that?
Yep.
You going to turn that around for us?
Oh,
look at that.
Nice. He bought his scooter on Amazon, and he sent me a picture of it. How cool is
Very
that?
Very cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze, does it?
All right, there it is. There's
Translate on camera.
Thank you very go. Much,
Congratulations,
Christopher Cahill.
Double C.
Keep sending me your wonderful purchases on Amazon. I'll talk about them. We're talking about our Amazon page. It's the one place to go for everything you need. Everybody knows this, that back to school time is huge.
Right.
You know, we're almost at the end of that. You still have time to go on Amazon and get your stuff. I love the people that lady was telling me she buys prescriptions on Amazon, too.
Really?
Which is terrific. Allergy medicine, I think it was.
Carrie got her huge box of school supplies she bought for the kids, the 3-inch binders
so
and the notebooks
much easier.
And oh my God, you didn't have to fight crowds or anything, just a big box on our doorstep and it's all there.
Blow off the big crowded box stores, have a drink, do your shopping at home. That's right, shop drunk. And yes, Amazon even has aspirin for mom and dad, and you know, that's cool. If you need it, Amazon has it.
Yeah.
Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon, the financial engine that drives this show. So don't forget, right. This is the best place for all your office supplies as well. Today and every day, save money and support the show. Just click Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com and bookmark it, and we thank you.
Will you entertain a question?
Yes, absolutely.
We got off on talking about your choice of clothes.
We got off on it, Rob.
Do you fancy yourself getting emotional when see your daughter at school today?
I'm a mess.
Are you really?
I'm a mess. And she doesn't even live with me. She lives with her mother. She visits me periodically, but it's still a rite of passage, and it's very, you know, they were here the other day. I told my daughter this, wrote her a very nice letter that I'm going to give to her today. I'm not giving her anything but a little letter. Might hand her a little cash.
Put the cash in the letter.
No, I don't want to do that. I want the letter.
Staple.
I'm gonna,
to stand alone.
I wrote her a personal letter, and I said, I want you, if you don't mind, I'm going to make only one request of you. And I said, I want this to be the last thing you read before you go to bed.
Aww.
And so, you know.
What it's a ghost story?
What's You are such an a-hole. Yeah, go ahead, laugh, Pony. It was funny, for Christ's sake. He's an ass.
When they pulled out,
he's
hook,
an ass.
The hook was hanging from the car door handle.
You gonna give her a flashlight too?
I don't know if I'm gonna get choked up. I might. I'm not. You know, it's you know, you got to.
My mom.
We got some other moving parts down there.
When my mom dropped me off, she did, and it was a great little moment when she finally. Right. You know, when they pulled out, and that was just cool.
My mother and my brother, and my girlfriend at the time.
Right.
They rented an SUV and drove me to Franklin, Massachusetts and dropped me off.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
That's cool. My memory of moving into college the first time is sad because my dad was in the hospital and dad had already started to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, this was my mom's number one concern. I don't want to feel like I'm a divorced mother.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's the way
Good
she
God,
felt
was
it about
the
it.
Summer of 42?
Hey, it's a different era.
It
it's
really
a different
is.
Time that was up there. But it's a big day. It's a special day.
My folks, of course, you know, divorced. When my mom dropped dropped me off, there's no parking anywhere on campus. So when she broke down and dropped me off, she was in a Lums parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where it happened for her.
Oh, no.
Which was like a block away from the dorm. But my dad's last experience at VCU, he took me to orientation. They split it up.
Right.
And I do remember sitting down in a huge lecture hall, and the big guy, the dean, comes out, and he says, "We're not here to teach you the answers to the questions. We at VCU are going to teach you the right questions to ask." And my father leaned over to me and just a little too loud said, "And for that, I'm paying $6,000.
Your father has the best sense of humor.
Oh, your old man. He is
so
the best.
We listened you to have the whole spiel.
I know where you got your comedy gene from.
We listened to
sure.
the whole spiel, and he says, "Listen, go find what you want to find. I'll be in the student union." I come back. He's asleep sitting in the common area. I said, "Can we go home now?" He says, "Absolutely."
Oh, God.
But that was a great trip. We both had great trips.
So you wrote a letter.
Wrote a letter to her. And this today we will go down, and I'll be getting down there, I think, when she's probably already moved in. Mm-hmm. And then I want to meet her roommates and, see the dorm room. And then we go
sprang
off to...
Sprang brag.
There seems to be a... There's,
is that the type of underwear you girls are wearing?
That's what I'll wear. Cornrows. And what if I was to walk in seriously with like baggy jeans and bling and just walk in? How you girls all doing?
And a dashiki.
And a grill.
All kinds of stuff in your teeth.
Yeah. How you girls all doing? Spring break. Spring break. Yeah. It won't be long. We're going to go on spring break forever.
Now, there was always a creepy dad
I'm Catherine's father from Florida.
Florida.
How you doing? I say that, and I don't want to be in Florida anymore. But anyway, it'll be fun. And then
nonsense, Mike. Your house is in the good part.
There's a welcoming thing for parents and students, and then I think they kind of make it clear, parents, so long, get out of here.
You've got a really good distance, though, because, there's the people
it's a great distance.
People that go away to college, and if they go halfway across the country, it's impossible to make the trip back and forth
right.
or to go visit.
Exactly.
And then there's people that, go to George Mason,
right.
and it's a little too close.
It's a little too close.
It is too close. But you've got, what, is it 90 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Roughly, that's perfect.
Maybe an hour and 15.
Not bad. Well,
yeah,
the way you drive.
Maybe an hour and 15, yeah. And, but I'm super excited. It's such a beautiful campus.
It really is. It's gorgeous.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I've given one too many lectures this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few too many of those. And I've gone back and forth with her about it. And she's just, she's made me a happy dad. I'm very proud of her choices. I'm very, very happy with her.
We got a chance to meet her, really, I think the first time I've ever really spent any time with your kids. For an extended period was last summer in Maine.
Right.
They both impress me with their maturity,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to do just fine. Both of them are going to do fine.
He's right. absolutely right. Every time I talk about your daughters, people, unfortunately, what you think of teenagers these days, mm-hmm. you think you're like, a handful, right?
Right.
And I said, I don't think you understand, like these girls are like adults.
Right, yeah.
When you hang out with them.
Right.
So
right.
whatever you did and your ex-wife did and their stepdad did, they did it right.
The one I feel sorry for today is my daughter Elizabeth, the youngest one, who goes back to school. Fauquier County goes back to school today. And so
it's so early.
Yeah, and she's really looking forward to it.
Back to school.
She had it written all over her face.
Really? Yeah.
She'd like the summer to continue. She's like, going,
this will be her junior year?
Yeah, her junior year.
Wow.
And she's mentoring some freshmen, which is perfect for her because she's good at that.
It is by far the hardest year of high school.
It is.
So she's got to be dreading
it. She's got to have nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, the whole
year. The classes become a bear.
Yeah, and also college starts becoming a reality. She's got
to
get applications.
She's got to get out there. And
starting to go.
She knows that, but she was like, I said, so you're looking forward to the first day of school, you? And it's got to be tough for
she
her.
She hauled off and punched you?
Because she's, I think her mom and stepdad are taking Catherine down after she goes in the morning. So I think she'll have people around her. But, you want it's the first day of school. You want to be around, and she's not
her
getting the
fun. Crime,
I should take her out to dinner tonight. That's what I should do. I think I'll come
back.
Don't
overextend yourself.
You are too
now,
funny.
Now, will you wear a different outfit for dinner?
Yeah. I'll change into my clown suit.
I think dinner would be a fantastic call.
But you're coming back. It's on the way. It's perfect.
It is on the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about this whole A-Rod thing. We're right in the middle of this, and this became a national story this morning. Last night, the ESPN game of the week, Sunday Night Baseball, which I can't stand.
Why?
I can't. I mean, it's bad enough to go to the game, if you have any kind of working life whatsoever.
Sure.
But it's another thing where the Red Sox and Yankees average like 3.5 hour games. That's on the short side.
Right.
Most of their games go well over 4 hours, and it's really effing ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much of a baseball fan
mm-hmm.
I am. You're destroying the game by the length of time these games are taking. I have rarely turned off a Red Sox-Yankee game. I did last night. I said,
no.
It's 11:40.
Ooh.
Really?
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, instant replay is going to make it longer.
It's insane. I know it's going to make it longer. They've got ways that they can speed it up, and they've got to take advantage of that. They've got to tell the
pitchers. What if they threw the ball harder?
Faster.
Yeah, if a faster fastball would shorten the game.
So early in the game, Ryan Dempster, the pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
There are men that really can wear a uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of those guys. God, don't take that hat off, too.
Look like genie pants.
You know, he's one of...
You know, hammer.
Wouldn't you think, especially in baseball, that the guys that are losing their hair would go with a shaved head look or at least shave it down? Mm. He's one of the guys that keeps all that stringy, like balding hair
on
the top of his head.
Listen, I tried that. It doesn't work.
But he's the pitcher for the Boston Red Sox,
Right.
And he just gets lit up most of the times that he goes out and pitches. He drives me nuts. But in the first inning, second inning, I think it was, A-Rod comes up, first batter of the second inning.
Right.
And Ryan Dempster throws three balls to him, one that goes behind his back. Now, one of the things the Kurt Schilling, who's the play-by-play announcer, the color guy, says, if they threw behind the back, they're usually trying to hit you.
Sure.
And it goes 3-0. And the crowd goes nuts because everybody was yelling, do we have to take a break?
We do.
Oh, man, I'm not paying attention. I'll finish this story. We'll talk more about A-Rod when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I said, doctor!
Get it, Evan, it's a doctor!
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, you said you couldn't sing.
Is brought to you
That's all I got.
By Encore Insurance Services, LLC. The people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT.
I said,
for a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 for
Encore!
Insurance Services. They'll do all the work for you like they did for Oscar. They'll compare the rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS. Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. I was talking about the A-Rod situation last night. Here it is. I was like much of the Boston faithful. You boo the hell out of the guy.
I actually watched the game.
Yeah, Carla and I had a little dispute because Carla has a big heart in weird situations. Mm-hmm. And goes, I kind of feel sorry for him.
No!
No, you don't. Don't feel sorry for him.
For his $100 million?
Yeah, he's a horrible human being. He's a despicable human being. Yeah. Doesn't care about his teammates, doesn't care about baseball, doesn't care about anything except A-Rod. That's the way I think the guy is.
Do you want to hear the commentators after he got hit?
Yeah, let me just say this.
Okay.
To Ryan Dempster, who probably is some sort of misguided folk hero in Boston today. You really, to me, you want to show A-Rod up? Strike him out. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. Strike him out. And, you know, later on, A-Rod hit a home run to dead center field in Fenway, which is no easy task because you got to really serve it up to have that happen.
My
and that's what Dempster did for the game. They lost the game.
And they
win, A-Rod win.
And they had been leading the whole game up to that point, right?
Yeah, he blew it. He walked the bases, and then the next pitcher came in, and they cleared the bases, and they took a lead, and it just they never gave it up.
Three different people covering the A-Rod story this morning, and they all ended with, and he shut him up with a home run.
Well, he did.
It sucks. It sucks for everybody.
And A-Rod, and it not only did, you know, initially when he hit him, I was like, yeah, that's great. Well, that's early in the game, right? And it's not going to matter. But
fourth pitch that A-Rod took was the one that hit him.
You come back and you hit that home run, that makes you a hero.
Absolutely.
It does.
And as much as he can't be a hero anymore, that did more for him with his team and his teammates than anything could have. Mm-hmm. And so my point is, you just don't do it. You just don't do that. You do it in maybe late in the game or something when it's not going to be necessarily affecting the outcome if you got a 4-run lead or something like that. But he just did it, and he's a crappy pitcher, and he's been a mediocre pitcher all year long.
The commentators actually speak to that. Let me go to this clip real quick from last night.
Well, this is the first time we've seen something like this since Alex Rodriguez returned, and I think we can say with some certainty what the intent was after Dempster hit him on the 3-0 pitch. Joe Girardi livid. Ryan Dempster did not get tossed out of the game. Warnings were issued to both sides by Brian O'Nora. So Girardi's gone. A-Rod down at first base. Dempster stays. What'd you think, guys?
As intentional as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's ridiculous. You had your chance to first base.
Can you stop it right there?
Yeah.
Hey, ESPN, phenomenal audio.
Yeah.
Really terrific being able to hear the color commentators. And, you know, you put three guys in a booth anyway because you got to do that for what reason, I have no idea.
Right.
But then you don't mic them properly because you're just so screwed up.
And no one's paying attention.
Nobody's paying attention to it.
To simplify it, what one of the commentators said is if you have to do that, you do it on the first pitch. You don't wait four.
Right.
The whole thing was misguided. Yeah. Well, it was dirty play, and it was done wrong.
You're not going to be able to hit a guy if you can't hit the plate either. You know, I mean, true. You're not going to be able to do that. And it really.
Well, with the way he was pitching, are you sure it was intentional?
It's weird. This is the thing. My initial reaction is so different than my reaction today. My reaction today is just really, if you're going to, you know, make any kind of statement, make a statement with the results of the game.
Exactly.
It's not smart baseball.
Throwing at a guy.
I mean, dirty ball. Dirty
you could hurt a guy. You could do that. And it's assault. Mm-hmm. It really is. I'd love to be the guy that goes, that son of a, there is nobody that despises Alex Rodriguez more than I do. I swear to God, I cannot stand the guy. He represents everything that's wrong with sports. He represents everything wrong with being a good human being. And I still don't believe you get up there and you drill the guy. Mm-hmm. You don't do it. And he did come out ahead. He immediately got the sympathy of his teammates. Probably nobody in Fenway Park, but he got the sympathy of his teammates by doing that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that until after the fact, too. And I saw them all kind of, and as far as A-Rod is concerned, from a PR standpoint, handled it the right way. Mm-hmm. Didn't charge the mound, went down there, let his manager do the talking for him. And then comes back, and I think in the sixth inning, and hits a fly ball, a home run to dead center field.
Bomb.
And now the only thing, though, A-Rod is such an ass. Oops, I'm sorry, an ass.
Hey, I you stopped ass. Yourself.
I stopped without saying the other word. He's such an ass. He's such a self-absorbed, prima donna, despicable human being that he couldn't run the bases after that home run with any dignity. At one point, you looked at him, he goes, yeah, he's screaming, yeah. And then it's like, I think what he said was, that's what I'm effing talking about.
Wow.
And it's like, you're an ass. That's that.
And you know what?
Yeah, you know, you could have let it go, but you're not smart enough or you're so childlike that you think you need to do that. When if you had just trotted the bases with a stoic look on your face, you would have come, that one moment. You would have come out ahead, but he couldn't do that because he's too much of an ass.
At that very moment, his handlers and his legal counsel said, oh, we were so close.
But he
can't.
Saul
was
like,
can't do it.
He wouldn't have come back. He's destroyed his reputation.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knows that. But the fact is, that would have been one tiny little gesture that would have said, hey, I let my bat do the job. But no, he still had to scream
right.
and kind of scream at the
It's just
at
not
the
part
bench.
Of his makeup. He right. can't
that,
do it.
That aside, if you're Yankees management, if you're Yankees ownership, you sit there and you're like, you know, it's been a headache, but if it continues to do this, it's worth it.
I would agree with you, Oscar, if Yankees management was speaking to A-Rod. They're not. A-Rod is attacking the Yankees ownership.
Oh, no,
and the
I know that as
too.
Well. But yeah. I mean, the contention is that it'd be worth more to the Yankees as a franchise, and they would come out on top if they just walked away and said, here's some money,
right.
stop playing.
I know.
Yeah.
But it
I
continues
know.
To play, and if it continues to win and help win,
right.
a different ballgame.
It's very, yeah, but yes, but no.
It doesn't change it for me. I'm just saying it's an easier pill to swallow.
I mean, he's under, you know, indictment. It's an asterisk. It's a weird, weird collective bargaining law that he can play while he's appealing his suspension. And that, to me, is if the suspension is upheld, if all the evidence comes forward, which I have no doubt that it will, and it shows that this guy did do what everybody, he hasn't denied it at all, and he's used performance-enhancing drugs in the past and admitted to it.
I don't know, Mike. His lawyer this morning said he's innocent.
Didn't the same lawyer. Thing happen with Barry Bonds, though?
Yeah. Yeah, but Barry Bonds will always... All these guys, what they don't
they
understand...
They still win.
But winning doesn't matter.
No, I know, but I understand. But
Barry, you don't think of Barry Bonds and his accomplishments. You think of Barry Bonds being a jerk and a guy that was on roids.
I get that, but I remember sitting there hating Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
When I had him, his trading card when he was a Pirate.
Right.
And I realized how...
I thought he was a ball player.
Pretty good, Rob. Pretty good.
Sports game Spiewak.
I remember sitting there, one, realizing that this guy was a cheater, and a lot of people would walk him simply because they were like, this guy's on the juice. We're not going to deal with
right, right.
and all those allegations. But you'd still watch him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would watch him, but here's the only way I look at it. You look at certain people like, say, Hank Aaron, and you think, oh, the home run record.
Mm-hmm.
You think of Hank Aaron. That's the total home runs. He passed Babe Ruth. That's all I ever associate Hank Aaron. Mm-hmm. You think about Mark McGwire. and I think of steroids.
Juice. Yep.
You think of the juice. Yeah. That's it. You think of Roger Clemens. You don't think, this is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game. You think steroids.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And you always think about that.
That a homely-looking chick he was banging.
Yeah. Oh, I remember her.
The homely-looking blonde?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. That's what Oscar thinks
another
of.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's just A-Rod's done now. And A-Rod, instead of... You know, when I think about it, and this is kind of not a good way to look at it, but really... You know, ultimately, his reputation is crap now anyway. That, mm-hmm. It's done. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. So he's holding the Yankees up for, you know, getting as much money out of his contract as he possibly can. It's, you know, tens of millions of dollars that we're talking about here. But at the same time, you know, to go through that, to endure that, you know, your ego is, he's got a great ego.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that. But that's all about it. He doesn't have
they
any character.
They would call it a healthy ego, Mike. Yeah, it's a very healthy ego.
He doesn't have any character. I mean, if you have character, you kind of take your medicine. But he does feel like he's being singled out. But everything I hear is that he's being singled out because his offenses are more egregious
and
than the other guys.
This is it. He's going to be 40 if he ever comes back?
Right.
So if you come back, you're in your 40s, your shelf life isn't there.
It's terrible. It's frustrating. It really is because you've got a guy that I think you'd have teammates of his on the Yankees that would feel the same way.
Yeah, a couple
but
years from now.
I think Schilling said last night, or Kruk, I forgot who it was, they, you know, once they're your teammate and they have to support you and all that stuff. It's just so bad for the game of baseball. It's so bad for the Yankees and so bad for the Red Sox. You know, I don't like that crap. That's not what I want to think about it as a baseball game. I want to watch a Red Sox Yankee game and think about who's going to beat each other's brains out. What I care about.
You bring up an interesting point. When Oscar said that it's an easier pill to swallow for the Yankees if he's going to continue winning.
Pill to swallow, get it?
I do. I do. He said also that it was a new ball game. But when you look at that, that's true. But it is, in the bigger scheme, a blight on the game of baseball.
Of course it is.
And no matter how easy the pill is for them to swallow because they're winning, it's weakening the entire
talking
product,
about a guy that took drugs that made him Superman so that he could play better and get a leg up. And there are guys that didn't do it. And now the players now have all said they want it cleaned up. They want this done. They want to play in an environment where this doesn't exist.
You don't feel like you have to in order to excel.
And they also want to live in a world where this subject is gone, it's just get out there, get on the field, and have a good time. You know, it sucks. But he's such an ass. But last night, Ryan Dempster made it possible, both with hitting him in the first place and then, serving up the long ball and, loading the bases when he left. He lost that game.
Be hard to really come up with a scenario to help out A-Rod where he was last night.
Yeah, really, exactly.
And yet Dempster did it.
Dempster did it.
And he's a genius.
And every single time, this is, I hate to sound preachy, but isn't that almost a lesson for life? And I think about things in that way a lot more than when I was a younger man.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that and you go, okay, you're going to drill him when he gets up to the plate. Whoop-de-effing-do. Look what you ended up doing for A-Rod for that moment. He's still an ass when he wakes up today, and people still feel that way about him. But really,
you gave him a moment that he didn't deserve.
Yeah, it's not like he's not going to go into other stadiums and not get booed.
Well, you should just let your work speak for itself.
And
exactly.
Also, you know what? In the much bigger scheme, it speaks to something that I've always admired in you, is take the high road.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to do
you
that.
You really do. And I know that you came by that, not always, but
wish I could do it on Facebook.
A firm believer now.
But not always.
I don't know.
Not always. That's it. Speaking of sports, you and I talk about sports occasionally.
And that's the name of this feature.
The real sportsman here. The real sportsman goes bowling. That's right.
Bowling man.
The Spiewak family. Rob was going bowling this weekend.
What?
Robert is back from camp, and we wanted to do something fun as a family. Because when he goes to camp, why Jesus? Is that one of your brothers?
No. Jesus is a cousin.
Jesus.
Hello, Jesus. I feel like you're a good dad, but you enjoy it too much. I don't know if I know when my father used to take me to things.
Yes.
It would be him.
It was an event.
It was the Washington. It was the Washington Post.
Okay.
His face buried in it, and then he would look over the paper once in a while to make sure I was still alive, and then I continued doing whatever I was doing at putt-putt, at bowling, at anything
else. I've been that dad.
Rob, you play with them. You like to hang out with your kids.
I've been that dad before at things like the jumping places, like the big trampoline places. I'm not doing that.
Your children, I will say, have had, because of you, have probably had a fabulous summer.
No,
it's been
not because,
nonstop.
It ain't me.
Really?
It's her.
It's the mama?
Absolutely.
It's Carrie?
Did she
go bowling with you guys?
Absolutely. All of us went.
Oh, Carrie, and I didn't know that.
Well, what do you do then?
Well, I bowled. I mean, you mean on a grand scheme?
Yeah.
I pay for it.
So who who went?
It was the four of us.
It was it's just the fam.
Yeah, one lane, and it was.
Did you eat at the bowling alley?
We did not.
Oh, bowling alley food's the best.
I know, but they seated us too far away from the snack bar, and we were up against the clock. We had to get two games in before 5, and even then,
because they had leagues at 5.
I think they closed at 5.
That's when the classy people come in.
They spilled over, but it made me realize.
Carla wants me to join a bowling league in the winter.
With our proximity to that lane right up the street,
yeah.
One day after the show, let's go bowling. Come on,
it's a fine little alley.
It's
every bit Manassas bowling alley, well, but it's a fine little alley.
It's probably every bit as Manassas as Village Lanes as Leesburg.
I'm not so
sure these lanes are level in Leesburg.
It might be a good idea as the weather gets cooler to gather to sound the trumpet for the unemployed and the underemployed in our area.
For a 1 o'clock bowling meetup?
For a 1 o'clock bowling meetup.
And also.
And if we like it, we can do it again.
I should stop by and see if there is a once a week afternoon league.
And so we get into a league?
Yeah, mostly.
Would you play in a league?
Absolutely.
Rob, I swear to God, I'm there.
You know that ladies.
And Carla may actually get somebody to babysit.
A lot of times.
That's how much she's into it.
Ladies do morning and afternoon leagues. So okay. The leagues exist.
And, oh, how great would it be if we could play against women?
Oh, yeah.
Old women.
And some nice trim.
Hey, how about that, Sally? Huh? I'll tell you, I hope that score is bigger than your ass.
Now, the thing is, what? So is Sally's ass.
Sally's ass.
You and me and Carla, that's 3, but the team is traditionally 4.
Okay.
Oscar, we'd need a 4th.
I think Matt can definitely play.
I'm not sure.
He's probably
he could be a pin.
You know how he's going to resign? He's like, listen, I would do that, but we've got lots of things to do for this show.
You know, no. What if there's Wi-Fi at the bowling alley? You could do it in between your turns.
No, I've got enough on my plate.
I
don't want to commit to something.
This is pleasure.
I think we have a floater.
And oh, I'm not about that. Sorry.
I don't mean an upper decker.
Yeah, buddy.
I think we have a floating person that can maybe roll around, and we have some days it's Matt, some days it's Josh Murphy.
Rotation.
Oh, hey.
Sometimes it's Zoolander.
Yeah, I don't know that he could pick the ball up.
I'm not sure that's what I want to do.
Oh, man, I picked up a 7-10 split.
Come on.
F you, Rob.
Matthew Bloom, are you a bowling enthusiast?
I do like bowling, actually.
There we go.
See? All right,
so he's our 4th.
I will stop by this
week. I'll see. Carla with the baby, I'm not sure whether she can.
Hey, you know what? You know what I've seen at bowling alleys?
Can you bring the child?
Babies.
Really?
Yeah. Sure, there's no better place.
Bring the child to the...
You want to acclimate them to the environment.
The new book is Breastfeeding at the Bowling Alley.
Use a blanket.
Oh, incidentally, may I offer some congratulations to my bride today?
What?
She pumped this morning. And she was fantastic.
Good night.
I swear to God, really.
I'll be over here.
I don't know if there are records to be handed out for that, but really, what
a
great job.
You know how creepy I think it is that you watch?
I didn't watch. She came in and showed me the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Well, you probably.
She showed me the bottle. I did not watch
this
morning.
But usually you watch.
I watched the first time she tried it. No, it's not something that gets me going.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering.
I like the results.
I thought it was like a category on one of your adult sites.
He's a result-oriented father.
It's a result-oriented thing.
Now, I'm wondering.
Like, way to produce.
Big win.
She's a good earner.
If you have... If you have that much milk, do you have to make room in the refrigerator by moving things around?
Hey, we don't want to get anybody upset. Don't want anybody to have a cow.
That's true. Right. It's utterly stupid.
She did a really nice. She did a very nice job. And the boy is, I have to say, a little ahead of the curve as far as sleeping through the night.
What's his What's his average stretch now in the overnight?
Is that with or without Jameson's?
Oh, stop. Benadryl.
On his gums.
Benadryl for the boy.
Jameson's on his gums. There
you
he
know,
goes.
You laugh. My people and my family have done that.
My parents have done
for
that.
For teething?
Sure.
Really?
Whiskey on the gums.
On the gums?
Yeah. The child sleeps forever.
Not like I'd have to travel far to find any of it. Not in this house.
Oh, there was one family that my aunt and uncle lived next to in Georgia. And in the summertime when the kids were just out of control, they'd say, Daddy's going to make you some peachy keens. And he would say they are peach milkshakes, and he'd put schnapps in them.
Oh, my God.
They'd get the kids drunk and put them down. Daddy's making peachy keens.
Father of the year.
God, I said, I wouldn't even do that.
Mommy, I have such a headache.
Speaking of...
turn off the lights.
Speaking of father of the year, I wanted to ask you guys about the phone line, even though that has nothing to do with father of the year. How are we doing with our phone line?
We made exceptional progress.
Was it Alexander Graham Bell?
Yes.
Yeah, the father of telephone.
Yeah, and the man who invented the cracker.
Yeah.
Didn't I do a pretty good...
That was good.
Wasn't that pretty good with the...
You know, I would have handed you more appreciation, but I heard enough of the sound on Friday. I didn't want to hear it again today.
Are we going to have it by the end of the week?
50-50, boss.
Yeah.
50-50.
50-50, boss. 50-50. But I want you to know this. Oscar is so... He's so confident.
You know, seriously, and I mean this. You know, we're not going to... This is not going to be the incoming. This is our hotline.
Right.
We're using this for interviews and people, you know, for whenever we
call to
it.
Your mom.
Yeah, we're doing
call
this.
Call to our others. Yeah.
But we will be calling out the first day it's up and running, and I will be online tonight getting the phone number of Mr. Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Ooh. He will be the first phone call.
Our first get?
Yes, absolutely. He will be the first phone call just to test the line.
Yeah, we have an expert coming
in today. So, Tom,
if
you're listening, we're going to be calling you, and I'll need your phone number.
We have, he'll hear this on Friday night. We have other places.
Is that when he listens to the show?
I don't know. I just can't imagine he's streaming live.
He's been just going crazy letting Carla know what his plans are.
We have an expert We have an expert coming in today to help us troubleshoot. We have another expert in the wings.
Right.
And Oscar has me following new equipment on eBay. So no matter what, we will have phones before you know.
Covering all the bases.
It's going to be an entire new dimension. Congratulations. We're going to do that. We'll take a break when we come back. It's news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Pretty heavy newscast today, actually. A lot of interesting things, but, you know, it's a tough world out there, my
Should
friend.
I do my best to lighten it?
Yes, please do. Right?
I will work that out.
Absolutely. And, hey, during the show break, have a nice glass of milk. We'll take a break. Come back with more right after this. Here's Peter Gabriel. Welcome back.
He doesn't even have to try.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Hulu. Hulu Plus. And, what?
You are
I like
funny.
Hulu.
I know you do.
I'm very embarrassed about the fact that one of the first things I enjoyed on Hulu Plus was I Spit on Your Grave.
No, don't be embarrassed about that.
I mean, I really should have. I never saw the first season of Downton Abbey, and that's what I should have snatched up on Hulu Plus, because that is one of my favorite television programs, and I can get hours of enjoyment watching that on
Hulu
Plus.
Now, I always get those two confused. Which is the one where the girl cuts off the guy's thing? Is that Downton Abbey?
It's Downton Abbey.
I thought so.
It's wonderful. Right in the tub. The old Victorian tub.
On feet.
Control is the best thing to have. We have those up in Maine, you know. We
have those the claw. Tubs.
Yeah.
Control is the best thing to have. And right now, Control just got a lot easier thanks to Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus allows you to watch anything you want, anywhere you want. Use all those devices we've mentioned. And listen, this is a special deal just for TMOS listeners. An extended free trial of Hulu Plus. Give it a try. You're going to love it. One of the things I love about Hulu Plus, and we don't talk about it enough, is just the speed of it. The way you get
right
your
there.
Content
right
so
there.
Rapidly. I have gone to numerous sites and downloaded a video on a regular basis. I watch a lot of videos online. Some of them aren't porn, and I watch them all the time, and I've never seen speed like Hulu Plus. Just click the Hulu
Rocket
Plus
ship.
Banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, and you're on your way. Go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS for 2 free weeks of great shows. They've got shows like Modern Family, Monday Night Raw, The Biggest Loser, that's my wife's favorite, and my favorite, Kung Fu Panda.
I did not know that they have Kung Fu Panda. That's terrific. And Mike loves it.
It's endless. It's a free trial. It starts the minute you click the banner. Before you know it, you'll be watching all your favorites. Take control of your TV with Hulu Plus and go to MikeOMaraShow.com or HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Do it right now, and we thank you in advance. Let's get started with the news, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
A presidential task force charged with developing a strategy for rebuilding areas damaged by Superstorm Sandy has issued a report recommending 69 policy initiatives, most focused on a simple warning: plan for future storms in an age of climate change and rising sea levels.
Is this the first time any sort of presidential edict has mentioned climate change?
I don't know, but I think
it's a step.
The consensus is the storms are going to be more frequent, the sea levels are rising, and low-level areas like Miami and New York City are in jeopardy of these storms. And if we're not going to change the environment, whether we can even do that now.
Right, right.
We at least have to put infrastructure into plan for these eventual superstorms that
we're
going
to get. I know that the president occasionally mentions climate change, but I don't know that it's ever been put on paper like this.
It's called the Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force, and they say coastal communities should assume that floods are going to happen more frequently and realize that spending more now on protective measures could save money later. It calls for development of a more advanced electrical grid, less likely to be crippled in a crisis, and the creation of better planning tools and standards for communities rebuilding storm-damaged areas. I can't disagree with that.
Preparedness, man.
The question is, will they take the initiatives and put them into practice? Conservation officers shot and killed a black bear Sunday and planned tests to see if it's the same animal that chased and mauled a 12-year-old girl as she jogged in her grandfather's wooded land in northern Michigan. That's according to authorities. A bear clawed Abby Wetherill in the thigh Thursday at a site 35 miles south-southeast of Traverse City in Wexford County's Herring Township. Abby screamed, and her father and a neighbor scared the bear off. She underwent surgery at Munson Medical Center and was released from the hospital and is recovering at home. After the attack, the DNR said it would track down and kill the bear and test the body for rabies and other communicable diseases.
You see, this, I'm so conflicted because while this is horrible what the bear claw did to this woman...
Right.
A bear claw is such a delicious treat with a cup of coffee.
Yummy.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, so really, I don't know how to feel.
But even if you're going to eat a bear claw, before you eat it, don't poke it.
No, don't.
Because you never, ever poke the bear.
And with all pastries, check it for rabies.
Exactly. Speaking of pastry, Governor Chris Christie plans to sign a bill on Monday barring licensed therapists from trying to turn gay teenagers straight, making New Jersey the second state to ban so-called conversion therapy.
And as always, he will sign the bill in gravy.
Yep. California's the other one. The bill passed both houses. He hasn't... He had the surgery, right?
No, I'm sure that's great. You know what? He actually, when they took the lap belt, instead of putting it around his stomach, he ate the lap belt.
People get mad when you say that.
Really?
Yeah, I had this like really...
Well, has he lost weight? I'm just curious.
He has lost a little weight.
Right.
But it's funny because I talk to people about this, and some of them are really staunch Republicans.
Yes.
I say, look, did that surgery ever really happen? Because it doesn't look like it did. They're like, what are you talking about?
Oh, because they think he's going to be the guy?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they all think.
But it doesn't look like this dramatic weight loss is happening.
Prediction about that guy, Chris Christie. My prediction, yes, he will be a player in 2016, but he's going to step on it. He says too much of a loose cannon. Running for president's different than anything else.
I think no one can beat Cankles.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. We'll have to wait and see.
You know what? I'm curious,
has she had that surgery?
No, but I think on her ankles.
Yeah.
Jeez.
On her ankles. Cankles.
Every woman's going to come out and vote for her. You know that.
Anyway, this whole thing of conversion therapy, we know it's kind of wingnut. The bill passed both houses of the Jersey legislature. Gay activists pushing the ban were uncertain what Christie would do, but credit goes to him for doing that and kind of cements his reputation as a moderate Republican. Britain's Prince William has described his joy at introducing his newborn son to the world on the steps of a London hospital last month, and about his nerves about fitting the car seat securely into the Land Rover before driving off.
Just like famous disc jockeys.
William told CNN in his first interview since Prince George's birth that both he and the Duchess of Cambridge couldn't wait to show off their child to the world. I'm just glad. I have to do the whole British speak, the monarchy speak. I'm glad. It's always James Mason.
Always James Mason.
I'm just glad he wasn't screaming his head off the whole way through, he said of Prince George in an interview broadcast on Monday. And on a related story, did you see the big controversy about Diana now? Princess Diana.
Oh, that apparently she was targeted.
Yeah, targeted by the British government.
Are they opening up a new investigation?
I don't know if they're going to do that.
What they said is that it's relatively reliable info that there was some nutcase, some wingnut. But then some guy shuts it all down. He says... The fact remains, if she had been wearing her seatbelt, she would have lived.
She would have lived in a pretty strange way for a professional government group to assassinate somebody.
And Dodi Fayed's father, a lot of the claims that he found out, remember he spent all that money trying to figure out what was going
on? He thought there was a huge conspiracy.
Those are built on that.
Yeah. Right. Lindsay Lohan says, this time it's going to be different. In an interview that aired Sunday with Oprah Winfrey, she said that this is her sixth stint in rehab, and it has put her... on a path to recovery. Lohan says she's in a different headspace now, and she vowed to stay present and clear-headed and focused. I saw a little of this interview.
It was on Oprah's Next Chapter. I have some of it in the vault, too.
She looked better than I've seen her. She really did. She looked like healthier. Maybe she looked much healthier. Mm-hmm. It just gives you an idea.
How
at
did
that
Lindsay,
age,
how
that
did
young.
Lindsay look?
Oprah looked wonderful. She told Oprah, I feel whole again. Quote, and I have such a desire
to want to keep this feeling and stay this way, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
So we wish you the very, very best.
So true, though.
You know what?
What?
I'm trying to find my little something-something.
You have it?
No, I don't think I have it. But anyway.
You can make one up.
Thank you. I'll make it up. Mark Zuckerberg is making billions by exploiting your privacy,
no.
which makes this kind of amusing. Khalil Shrita, an unemployed hacker in Palestine. He's a good hacker who tries to keep companies to make their websites and software more secure, not a bad hacker who takes down websites or steals credit cards. Last week, he found a security hole in Facebook and let anyone post to anyone else's wall.
Really?
So you can get on there even if you're a friend or not.
Wow.
Facebook offers people who find security problems at least $500 in a reward, mm-hmm. so Khalil let them know about the bug. But they ignored him, so he emailed again, and they ignored him again. So he proved his bug by hacking Zuckerberg's wall.
No kidding. Wow.
And leaving a post, he wrote, "First, sorry for breaking your privacy and posting to your wall. I had no other choice after all the reports I sent to the Facebook team."
Wow. Well handled.
Yeah, don't blow them off. Within minutes, Facebook fixed the bug and contacted Khalil. They apologized for not listening to him. Then they told him he won't get the reward for finding the bug because he violated their terms of service.
Well, pay that man.
Pay that man $1,000.
$500, yeah. You jerks.
Double it.
That's ridiculous.
In rupees.
And now,
rupees.
Thank you, Oscar. A little something something. Last week, a 35-year-old woman was hammered drunk on a park bench in Lake Santa Fe in Melrose, Florida.
Oh.
You know, when I read these stories occasionally, I'll see Lake Santa Fe, and I'll say to myself, oh, good, it's not in Florida this time. But no, it's a place called Lake Santa Fe in Melrose,
and
Florida.
Melrose is sort of ground zero down there, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. It's. I'm not sure. There are other centers of activity in Florida, but you hear about this town a lot.
You do.
She was so drunk, she ended up falling off a bench.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Now, here's the happy part of the story. A 19-year-old man was swimming in the lake and saw her fall. He got out of the lake, you know, in the middle of his very nice Florida swim, and he went to check on her. They talked for a second, and then they did what Floridians do. They decided to get it on.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Like my Bonnie?
Sure.
They were total strangers, but I guess the mood was right. The woman performed on him in front of several people, including a 12-year-old child. Yes. Hello, Florida.
Yeah, it's great.
After a few minutes, someone came over and broke them up. Both of them are facing lewd and lascivious behavior charges, and they both are guilty of being classy. Yes, sir. We'll
and to be break. Fair, Mike, yeah. This was right after she filmed the interview with Oprah.
I'm getting better now. Take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Don Cornelius. You're listening to Parliaments. This segment of the program brought to you by Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars. In this day and age, it is rare to find something that is truly an American original, but our friend John Fanning has it for you. He's a musician and a master woodworker, and his guitars are one-of-a-kind treasures, and they are great for any skill level. Musicians can use them to expand their sound, and every one of the guitars is an original creation.
Beautiful, just
my
gorgeous.
My son has one, and I love it. These guitars not only sound great, but they are Civil War-era recreations that are one-of-a-kind collectibles for Civil War buffs. To get yours, go to bullruncbg.com or check out Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars by John Fanning on Facebook. Bull Run Cigar Box Guitars, an American original. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, August 19, 2013. Rob Spiewak.
Lots of things we could lead with, but I go with this because it calls on you, Mike, and your past
yes.
as a country disc jockey.
I was a country DJ. What is it? WBEY, Bay Country 103.
I bet you played this record. Dolly Parton, Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene,
I think this might be her
Jolene,
first big
yeah. Jolene.
What a voice.
Actually, I had the pleasure of meeting Ms. Parton years ago. What a wonderful, wonderful person she was.
And tiny, right?
Yeah, she's small. Very, very small.
I still have a thing for her.
I actually had two country stations. I worked at WVBK, no longer exists, Virginia's Best Country.
With a K?
Yeah.
Wow. Who are they catering to?
Gay country. And that's when I didn't know anything about country music. And
right.
I called Janie Fricky, Janie Frick.
Whoops.
Jim Randall called me up and said, "Boy, That's Fricky. If you can't get those names right, I'm going to come down and put your headphones on myself.
Whoa. Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Randall, said the baby DJ.
Well, what I love is that now there are so many cheap audio programs that people can put in their computer. Everyone can mess with songs and change them. What this person did, and this is all over the, this was very popular on the Facebook this weekend. What a guy did is took Jolene and didn't slow it way down. He just slowed it down 25%.
That just makes me laugh, just the idea of what it might sound
and
like.
And it sounds to me almost like a modern country record, but it also sounds like Pearl Jam. I don't know. It's weird what happened to her voice, but it says to me that at any speed, a good voice is a good voice. Check this out. Just 25%.
Jolene, Jolene.
Oh, wow.
Jolene, Jolene.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I'm begging That's, of you, that is... please don't take my man.
And it's just her slowed down 25%.
And not that much, 25%. That's about how much, 25% is how fast Extra 104 used to pitch up the records.
Jolene.
Wow.
Please don't take him just because you can.
They should re-release that record.
It sounds like a Seattle sound almost.
It could almost be releasable.
It's a really great record.
That's great.
Anyway, that was my favorite thing this weekend. I really liked that.
That's cool.
Another original song that you could have found if you were popping around on YouTube. You know, the church is not going to survive, Mike, all churches, if they don't keep up with modern times.
Oh, right.
Am I right?
Hey, I'm a fallen Catholic. You can say that again.
Yeah. Which is why this Baptist church wrote an original gospel song and put it on YouTube, and it's called, I spelled it this way because I didn't see it written out. I just typed what I heard. Keep your business off Facebook.
Keep your business off Facebook. Come on, put your hands together.
I get behind that song.
Someday you act like a saint.
And a beautiful recording. Obviously done in the church.
Mike, so many people, you never can tell what's going to be a hit.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Keep your business off Facebook.
Yo business off Facebook.
Very good. I like that.
Now, you already did a spotlight on Florida.
Yes.
Let's turn our attention to Texas.
Oh, good.
Do you know what rhubarb is?
I do. I've enjoyed strawberry rhubarb pie for many, many years.
It's a very tart, I think it's a rhizome. It looks a lot like red celery, Oscar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in this town, in Cloverleaf, Texas, there's a patch of rhubarb growing wild in an alley. And there's a lady.
Oh, my God. This has been out for a long time.
Yes, I'm just happening on it now.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. I can't believe you just found this because this is because I don't involve myself with Rob's audio vault.
No.
But this is one I was almost going to let you know about. This lady is
stealing the common rhubarb.
It's the common rhubarb. It's like, but it's on the other side of this fence, and she's just there, and I guess this other neighbor takes issue with it.
But the thing here, it really has very little. It has little to do with Texas. Has little to do with rhubarb. It has to do with this woman's foul-mouthed voice
and her emotional stability.
How would you like, as the guy who runs your whole building?
Yes.
Right. You're the
I'm the HOA president.
No, you're the superintendent.
And I do change light bulbs.
How would you like to deal with a client that talked like this?
You Pinocchio, know somebody no business.
Why don't you?
Why not you?
Why don't you take some? Why don't you grow your own?
This is not your property. Go somewhere else.
Well, this is my property.
You go mind your own business.
No, you just don't know what's right and wrong, do you?
You're
like to steal.
You stick your nose in everybody's business.
Oh my God, she's this lady, and she's still picking a rhubarb. And she's going.
Have your name on it. Where's your name?
Excuse me.
Where's your name?
Where's your name?
Where's my name?
Where's your name on this alley property?
This isn't anybody that wants to pick it. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Why
here's the thing.
Here
really, what rhubarb is for is for like a nice sweet pie.
Right.
That's all the people use. So this lady, getting ready to go home and make a pinch. Hey, F you.
Here's your effing pie.
Yeah, this is when I let the vice president of the HOA.
You let it go down to that?
I'll deal with the big issues.
F you. One quick clip I want to play from the previously mentioned interview that Oprah did with Lindsay Lohan last night. She talks about her use of cocaine. Okay. And I found this fascinating, why she chose to use cocaine.
Are you an addict?
Yeah.
And what is it you are addicted to?
Alcohol.
Aha.
Alcohol. Yeah. That in the past was a gateway to other things for me. I tried cocaine with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I'd never...
I read that you said that you really hadn't done cocaine but 3 or 4 times.
Of course I said 3 or 4. I was terrified of being judged. Mm-hmm.
So what is the truth?
I've done it like 10 to 15 times. And
do you
it's
enjoy
always,
doing
everything's
it?
Come, no, never
so
felt good
do
the
it?
Next day.
It why
never,
do you?
Because it allowed me to drink more.
I did cocaine so it would let me drink more alcohol.
Really? If you apply like the whore factor to 10 to 15, that's a times 4.
Yeah.
And the whore factor is really when a girl says, I've only slept with 5 guys.
Right.
It's really
so
20.
That's 60. Yeah.
20 or 25.
Yeah. You're looking at 60
yeah,
times.
60 times.
And you know what? We all know that. Anybody that's ever been in that world knows that.
Yeah. Mike, you and I love alcohol, but yes. I would never feel the need for another product to allow me to drink more alcohol.
No. You know, if that was the case with me, I might be in a ditch to this day.
All right. With the eye on the clock, I close with a quick tape. Do you know what a kookaburra is?
No, I don't.
It's a bird. It's an Australian bird.
A kookaburra sounds Australian.
And what I love about it
is... me kangaroo down with my kookaburra.
Every time I've ever seen a movie that's like a Tarzan movie, they must think Tarzan lives in Australia because this is the sound of the kookaburra. They're making it scream now. Hold on. I always thought that was a monkey.
Oh, my God.
But from the Australian Zoo, that's a kookaburra.
Well, how glad you have that in your backyard.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Wow, I don't like that. That scares me.
A lot
me.
Of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Kookaburra. Oh, that's right. Look at the kookaburra, mate. Fantastic. Oh, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's it. The show's over. Thank you all for joining us. Our show today brought to you by Patriot Harley-Davidson. I'll get the time right tomorrow. Put some fun between your legs. And don't forget, sign up today. Go to Oscar Ride to get into the class with Oscar. You have to do it soon. It's filling up fast. Oscar Ride to learn how to ride a motorcycle with Oscar Santana. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before we shut off the mics and call it a day, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.